The world's astronomers began gathering in Prague on Monday for a summit which could resolve, among other things, whether Pluto is a planet or simply a big rock floating on the outer edges of the solar system. The Pluto issue is one of hundreds of topics for debate over the next 12 days as the International Astronomical Union holds its first session in Prague for 39 years. Rob Cameron has this report.
Astronomers from all over the world began meeting at Prague's Congress Centre on Monday for talks on a vast and bewildering array of topics. Here's just a sample of the lectures and debates on offer on day one. The Tully-Fisher relation as a function of redshift, the relation between galaxy properties and their dark matter halo, and age-metallicity relation in dwarfs. But not surprisingly, it's the fate of Pluto which has captured the imagination of the media. For years, scientists have been arguing whether Pluto, which was first spotted in 1930, is really a planet or just a rather large asteroid. It may lose its status if delegates agree on the exact definition of a planet, something that has eluded astronomers for some time. Jiří Grygar is one of the Czech Republic's leading astronomers.
Pluto was discovered relatively early, in the 1930. But now, at the moment, in the same territory of solar system, we already know more than 1,000 bodies, and it is just a matter of time when we will have even more bodies there. So I think this history is similar. Of course, because of a historical tradition, there are very different opinions about what should be done about Pluto and the other bodies in this territory. And moreover, 11 years ago, the first extrasolar planets, that means the planets that belong to other stars, are also being discovered. And now we have almost 200 of such bodies in our catalogues. So the Pluto affair is actually a small, tiny part of a more complex problem. What is a definition of a planet in the universe?
And as Jiří Grygar says, redefining Pluto is actually fairly far down the agenda of the Prague conference, with the origins of the Big Bang and exploration of tiny bodies such as meteors and comets taking precedence. But if Pluto is relegated to the lower league of celestial bodies, that will entail rewriting tens of thousands of schoolbooks and encyclopedias. Jiří Grygar, however, says rewriting books is part of scientific development.
Well, that's the normal process of science. I think that we have to rewrite our textbooks and everything practically every day, because the discoveries in all kind of natural sciences are completely rewriting the present body of knowledge, and this is the process of science, so it's just normal.
Some parts of the General Assembly meeting will be open to the public, and there's even a special daily newspaper to keep space fans up to speed with the discussions inside the Congress Centre. A fitting treatment for a meeting being held in a city at the forefront of astronomical research since the Middle Ages.
Rob Cameron, thank you for that.